Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning. I am Donald Hartley, known as the Catholic Defender. And today is the 25th of November. Kind of like known as the Black Friday, I guess. I guess people are out there making all kinds of buys. 2022. And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Great American holiday, but great day for the world in which we can give thanks. And this is an opportunity for the month of November. The Catholic Church calls for prayer for the suffering souls in purgatory. And so, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born, of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold, in that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech you, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, my healing, my wife's healing, for America. We dedicate prayer for America. The blessings that you have given this country, our country, Lord, help us to move back to you through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. And it is so important for us to do so. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, and Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic artist and singer, puts those words into a song, 1,000 Souls.
Purgatory.
And this is Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving weekend. And this is a great opportunity to give thanks for the freedom, for our Constitution, for our country, which needs to be defended against enemies, foreign and domestic. And so Psalms 20, verse 5, may we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Psalms 60, verse 4. You have set up a banner for those who fear you to rally to it from the bow. And we call our banner Old Glory. The United States celebrates Flag Day June 14th, originally beginning in 1777. And that happens to also be President Trump's birthday. June 14 is the birthday of Old Glory, which has had 26 design changes since the beginning. 1916, President Woodrow Wilson made June 14 official as Flag Day through a proclamation. President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued Executive Order 10798 on January 3, 1959. Adding the 50th star representing the state of Hawaii for the United States flag on August 21, 1959. The American flag is seen having 13 horizontal red stripes alternating with white stripes. There is a blue rectangle bearing 50 small white five-pointed stars arranged in 9 offset horizontal rows of 6 stars alternating with rows if 5 stars. Tradition tells the story of the first American flag made by Betsy Ross, a Philadelphia seamstress who was acquainted with George Washington, leader of the Continental Army, and other influential Americans. Charles Thompson, Secretary of the Continental Congress, reported to Congress the seal of Old Glory. The colors of the pales, the vertical stripes, are those used in the flag of the United States of America. White signifies purity and innocence. Red, hardiness and valor. And blue, the color of the chief. The broad band above the stripes signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. The star is a symbol of the heavens and the divine goal to which man has aspired from time immemorial. The stripe is symbolic of the rays of light emanating from the sun. The United States Army was founded on June 14, 1775, which bears much in what the United States flag would represent: the blood, sweat, and treasure Americans fought serving our country against all enemies. At the ceremony of retreat, a daily observance at bases during which all personnel pay respect to the flag, the flag is lowered, folded in a triangle fold, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning it is brought out and at the ceremony of Reveille runs aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. The traditional method of folding the flag is as follows. Straighten out the flag to full length and fold lengthwise once. And so, the flag folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our great country was originally founded. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold signifies our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and tribute of the veteran departing our ranks and who gave a portion of his or her life for the defense of our country to attain peace. The fourth fold exemplifies our weaker nature as citizens trusting in God. It is to Him we turn for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is an acknowledgement to our country. For in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country in dealing with other countries may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie. It is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all enemies. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day and to honor our mother, for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is in honor to womanhood, for it has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion, character of the men and women who have made this country great, have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, for He too has given His sons and daughters for the defense of our country since He or she was first born. The 11th fold, in the eyes of Hebrew citizens, represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold in the eyes of a Christian citizen represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. The last fold, when the flag is completely folded, stars are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, "In God we trust." So June 14 is also the birthday of the United States of America, 1775. Pray for our country. God our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people. Send your spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will. Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land, grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so many soldiers give great sacrifice for the cause of freedom. Some give the ultimate sacrifice. The fallen soldier's table. Each item on the missing man's table represents the emotions and feelings reserved for those who did not come home. All Americans should never forget the brave men and women who answered our nation's call to serve and fought for our freedom with honor. The symbolism of the missing man table. The table is round to show our everlasting concern for our missing men. The cloth is white, symbolizing the purity of their motives when answering the call to serve. The single red rose displayed in a vase reminds us of the lives of these Americans and their loved ones and friends who keep the faith while seeking answers. The yellow ribbon on this vase symbolizes our continued uncertainty, hope for their return, and determination to account for them. A slice of lemon reminds us of their bitter fate, captured and missing in a foreign land. A pinch of salt symbolizes the tears of our missing and their families who long for answers after decades of uncertainty. The candle is reminiscent of the light of hope that lives in our hearts to illuminate the way home, away from their captors, to the open arms of a grateful nation. The Bible represents the strength gained through faith to sustain us and those lost from our country, found in one nation under God. The glass is inverted, symbolizing their inability to share a toast. The chair is empty. Their seat remains unclaimed at the table. And so, for the cause of freedom and for the love of our country and for our people, and it is wonderful that we have such a day as this and a weekend such as this, Thanksgiving, to be thankful for the great gifts that God has given us. And it's important for us to maintain and keep this tradition.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on there. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America.
It's a devil wind that blows when there's a hole in your coat. And December snow is ugly when your boots have come apart. And you can't see a bright tomorrow through the darkness of today. And the country isn't pretty when you're hungry. The trail is long and empty when a gunfight's just been won. And another may be waiting beyond the morning sun. But somewhere there's a someplace, a place where I belong. Somewhere a man don't need a gun to tell him right from wrong. And it's a devil wind that blows when there's a hole in your coat. And December snow is ugly when your boots have come apart. And you can't see a bright tomorrow through the darkness of today. And the country isn't pretty when you're hungry. It's a devil wind that blows when there's a hole in your coat. And December snow is ugly when your boots have come apart. And you can't see a bright tomorrow through the darkness of today. And the country isn't pretty when you're hungry.
The Mojave Desert was first inhabited by the American Indian until Catholic priest Father Francisco Garces traveled what was called the Old Mojave Trail in 1796. Father was the first recorded European to travel and explore the terrain. In 1844, Captain John C. Freeman and frontiersman scout Kit Carson were first to visit what is now the Fort Irwin National Training Center, establishing camps along the old Spanish Trail. In 1846, with the California Gold Rush, Indian wars ensued. There were raids, horse stealing, prospecting, bringing more cavalry into the area. On August 9, 1979, the Department of the Army established Fort Irwin as the site for the National Training Center, covering over 1,000 miles of rugged desert terrain. In 1985, it was here that first saw the M1 Abrams tank and the M2 Bradley. Several units from the 101st Airborne and the 24th Infantry Division first began participating in rotations at the Mojave. This is where my story begins. It was May 1985. I was sent to my first duty station at Fort Stewart, Georgia, the 24th Infantry Division, and placed in a forward support battalion in the medical company. I was placed in the ambulance platoon, which was divided into two groups. One had the field medical ambulances wheeled section, and the other group manned the M113 track vehicles. At that time, the track pack comprised of men only, as the move to move females into the track pack had not yet taken place. This particular event took place in the fall of 1985 when we deployed to Fort Irwin, California to do some desert training. Many times in my military career, I would miss important events due to training exercises, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, Thanksgiving, so on and so forth, Christmas. I spent 4 Christmases in a row in Iraq, for example, 4 years of Christmases in Iraq. We made up for those when we arrived back home. The following is a true story that took place in the Old West. I can't help but think of the great movies made for so many years. You can see the evidence of field problems gone by as soldiers leave their mark. I had served in the Army for more than 26 years. Much of my witness involves the military. The following takes place at Fort Irwin, California at the National Training Center, NTC. I remember a particular Thanksgiving I spent at the NTC, National Training Center, in 1985. I was a medic supporting one of our units when my squad leader came and took my field ambulance, the FLA, which had with all my gear in it. He told me to hang tight where I was until 2000 hours, that would be 8 o'clock that evening, and then walk towards the command post, the CP, where they would be waiting for me. I waited there until 2000 hours, that was 8 o'clock as instructed, and then walked to where they were supposed to be waiting for me. Now we were set up on a mountain range and encamped on the other side of this valley. When I made my walk, I went to the location to find that everyone had already moved out. They didn't wait for me. The problem was that by this time, it was starting to get dark. I looked back across from where I began and took off for that place, only to find that I could not find it, and the company that I was supporting at that time had already moved out themselves. So there was nothing there, nothing left. So I couldn't find it, but even with that, there was nothing there. So there was nothing where I was told to go, and there was nothing where I left that was left. It all looked so much the same, though, looking all around. I went back and forth across that valley 5 or 6 times, trying to relocate where I originally took off from, thinking somebody would realize I was missing. I found myself in a difficult situation. I was now lost out there at NTC on foot with only one canteen of water. It was dark. I could not find any sign of light or anything. I kept walking, thinking I should run into something somewhere. Off in the distance, I could hear tanks barreling down, and I certainly didn't want to be hit by one of those bad boys. I kept walking. I was sweating a lot as it was still hot and humid, even at night there in the Southwest American Mojave Desert. I kept watching for rattlesnakes, as I certainly didn't want to walk into a nest of those things out there either. It was so dark I could not find anything that had any lights or any camp. I was in real trouble. But I kept moving. I was out there all night long. I prayed. I sang. I thought badly of my leadership. I thought of home. Most importantly, I was determined to survive. I had ran out of water hours into my 4-foot march. I found myself to the point of vowing I would never give up, but kept moving. I had to keep going. About an hour before daybreak, I finally found a camp some 15 miles away with another unit. They were shocked to have a soldier walk in the way that I did. I was so thankful to have finally found anybody out there in that place. What I remember taking from this experience was to never do that to one of my soldiers, but also to never give up. I had in my heart Hosea chapter 13, verse 5, I cared for you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. I trusted in God to help me through that long evening. People have died out there in training accidents where soldiers get lost. That happened not too long ago at Fort Hood when a soldier got lost doing a nightland navigation course. Needless to say, I was so thankful to God for being there with me through that ordeal. He has been with me a lot in my career. He is also with you, even when you're walking in darkness and you can't see the light. Where there is a shadow, there is some light. The Lord Jesus loves you so much. Keep him in your sights at all times, and he will help you through the darkness. God bless you all. Come, Holy Spirit, to rest in our broken hearts and tend to our broken lives. Bear us up on wings of eagles. When our hope lies crushed below the cross of our past, release us from the shame and grieving that hobble our pursuit of joy in our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Comfort our pain. Help us trust. Help us trust in Christ's complete victory over evil, that we may endure what we have suffered until that day when all we cannot see and cannot know is finally made clear. Heal us with a fuller understanding of God's grace, so we may be open to sustenance to continue our recovery. Help us discern the sure direction of God's whisper when noise and confusion threatens to send us on mistaken pathways. Provide us generously with your counsel, so we may not be lost in a wilderness of sorrow, drought, and despair, but rather are able to hear over our shoulder which way to go, what way to choose, which time to rest, and which time to push forward. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I challenge anyone hearing my voice to be safe as we are in this happy Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. And if you're traveling, be safe. And pray for the poor souls in purgatory, the rosary. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Pray for our country. Pray for America. Because we are definitely in great need of our Lord's continued prayer. We need to pray to our blessed Lord. Not lift up his hand of protection. And so, God bless you all today. And be safe on your journeys home. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.